From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The 19-year-old man accused of the latest mass shooting in the United States was ordered held without bond. Nicholas Cruz is charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. President Trump spoke to the nation about the school shootings.
Our entire nation, with one heavy heart, is praying for the victims and their families. To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
After previous mass shootings in the United States, some lawmakers have called for tightening the country's gun control laws. U.S. Senate has rejected all four immigration proposals they were considering to address the legal status of young, undocumented immigrants who could be at risk of deportation beginning March the 5th. The Senate bowed and voted, that is, after a war of words erupted between the White House and a bipartisan group of lawmakers backing compromise legislation thought to have the best chance of advancing the immigration issue, a key campaign issue when President Trump was running for office in 2016. South Africa's president-elect Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to end corruption in his country that plagued his predecessor Jacob Zuma, who resigned late Wednesday.
And I'll seek to execute that task with humility, with faithfulness, and with dignity as well.
Analysts say fighting corruption in South Africa will not be an easy task. This is VOA News. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence says representatives from U.S. intelligence agencies will be meeting with state officials. That'll happen today and Monday for a classified-level briefing on election security. The briefings come just 2 days after the U.S. National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats told Congress the United States is under attack by entities using cyber to influence every major action that takes place in the U.S.
Some of these actors, including Russia, are likely to pursue even more aggressive cyber attacks with the intent of degrading our democratic values and weakening our alliances. Persistent and disruptive cyber operations will continue against the United States and our European allies.
Briefings are expected to focus on increasing awareness of the intentions and capabilities of the United States' foreign adversaries. Two-day meeting comes as the Independent Council investigates foreign interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, as well as election officials preparing for November's national election. Troubles have developed in Australia's ruling coalition under Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull as his deputy, Barnaby Joyce, is under heavy scrutiny. That story now from Reuters' Britt Clennett.
Under fire for a top-level scandal in Australia, now Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says he won't quit. He's a married Catholic who campaigned on family values and is now expecting a baby with his former press secretary. On Friday, Joyce also blasted leader Malcolm Turnbull, who had banned sex between ministers and staff the day before. This public back and forth has opened up a major rift in Australia's fragile ruling coalition. Turnbull holds a thin majority of just one seat, but he's now under pressure to fire his deputy, which would put his government at risk.
Reuters' Britt Clennett reporting. Pakistan, which has sent athletes to previous Winter Olympics, this year sent only a two-person delegation. Mohammed Karim and his nephew Saeed Humam are both from the Naltar Valley, that's in northernmost Pakistan. Karim competing in the alpine skiing, Humam in the cross-country skiing. And at the Winter Games in South Korea, Switzerland's Wendy Holdener set the early pace in the women's slalom, leaving American favorite Mikaela Shiffrin trailing 0.48 seconds behind in fourth place. Shiffrin, who won gold in the giant slalom on Thursday, bidding to become the first skier to successfully defend an Olympic slalom title, along with her triumph in Sochi in 2014. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile site.
That's the latest world news from VOA.